Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is September 11, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Volante Technologies offers free instant payments processing. Stripe announces expansion to Eastern Europe. PayU India rolls out mobile app for merchants. DaVinci Payments issues CNY corporate prepaid cards. Wirecard digitizes funding process for Credibly via virtual wallets. Australia gives banking license to mobile banking startup Shinja. IOSCO recommends trading venues synchronize clocks to UTC. Bizben Network, Com rolls out ProSell program for businesses. Danish startup Pento raises $2.8 million. Dwolla partners with CurrenciCloud on international payments. Quantify picked to support Jefferies structured credit business. United Trust Bank implements facial recognition for mortgage customers. Epcor and Segment to show banks how to monetize transaction data. Dutch startup Suburbia picked for Tokyo FinTech Accelerator Program. Valiant, Contavista and Swisscom launch multibanking solution for SMEs. FCA sets up Brexit helpline. Glue42 extends reach into Asia-Pacific through reseller agreement with Chelmer. In Europe, digital banking and APIs iBanking as a service. Banks and fintechs are global leaders in payments innovation, study. Now let's get started. Volante Technologies offers free instant payments processing. Volante Technologies has announced the launch of free RTP, instant payments processing on the cloud as a service. The free offering is for USTCH RTP and European SEPA RT1 or TIPS instant payments. Free implementation and onboarding are provided alongside, and there are no service or per transaction fees. Certain limits will apply. Volante Technologies is a global provider of technology and software as a service to accelerate digital transformation and modernization in financial services. Clients include banks, market infrastructures, exchanges, clearing houses, corporate treasuries, and card networks. Stripe announces expansion to Eastern Europe. Online payments company Stripe has announced it is set to expand into 8 European countries, primarily on the eastern side of the continent. The US-based company will be expanding into Poland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Slovakia, Greece, and Portugal, it said, with that move being driven from its Dublin office, which doubles as its international engineering hub. Currently, Stripe has more than 2,000 employees, serving more than 1 million users worldwide. Following the announcement, businesses in the 8 countries covered by the expansion will be able to accept payments in 130 currencies using Stripe's payments and treasury network. Earlier in 2019, Stripe has launched a loan service for its customers, called Stripe Capital, starting with the US. PayU India rolls out mobile app for merchants. PayU India has launched a multifunctional mobile app to help merchants track their businesses on the move and request for payments. The app aims to simplify business for the small and medium merchants and augment the ease of business for 63 million MSMEs in India. The app comes with a mobile channel equipped with account access and business management capabilities. According to the Hindu Business Line, an assessment carried out by PayU on its merchant base revealed that 74% of merchants expressed the need for a mobile platform to monitor and operate their business. DaVinci Payments issues CNY corporate prepaid cards. DaVinci Payments has announced the launch of a Chinese Yuan CNY corporate-funded prepaid card for employees or customers of multinational corporations. The company partners with UnionPay to provide virtual and physical cards with an extensive acceptance at point-of-sale terminals in China. The CNY funding products offer cash equivalency, CNY conversion from any currency, digital issuance option with instant access to funds and card information, and balance reporting. In addition, DaVinci's prepaid CNY cards allow cardholders to make purchases in stores and online. The Chinese yuan (CNY) joins DaVinci's currency lineup, which includes USD, CAD, EUR, GBP, JPY, AUD, HKD, CHF, and INR. Wirecard digitizes funding process for Credibly via virtual wallets. Wirecard and Credibly, a U.S.-based business funding fintech company, have partnered to digitize Credibly's funding disbursements. This cooperation provides U.S. SMEs with access to capital, flexibility in spending, and tools to manage businesses' finances. As per the agreement, Wirecard will enable Credibly to issue working capital to its customer base on both physical and digital cards, improving funding speed via virtual wallets and offering a choice of payment methods to Credibly's customer base. In 2019, Credibly anticipates providing approximately $300 million to small and medium-sized enterprise (SME) clients. This volume will be available to be issued on cards by Wirecard, via Wirecard's digital financial commerce platform, with added features like mobile wallet provisioning and access to Wirecard's new mobile app. According to a study by Guidon Financial, around 33% of small business owners in the U.S. said that a lack of capital was their main challenge. Credibly solves this problem by offering tailored financing solutions for businesses, including working capital loans, business expansion loans, and merchant cash advances. Australia gives banking license to mobile banking startup Shinja. Australian Prudential Regulation Authority granted a new banking license to mobile banking startup Shinja Bank, banking license. The license from the financial regulator allows the primarily mobile financial company to compete for deposits and use the funds to lend. Shinja will grow its product line from prepaid cards into bank accounts, and plans to add lending products in the first quarter of 2020. Australia's deposit and lending market is dominated by Commonwealth Bank of Australia, Westpac Banking Corp, Australia and New Zealand Banking Group and National Australia Bank. An inquiry by the country's top economic advisor found that a lack of banking competition has been detrimental to customers. Online-only banks are just starting up in Asia, as non-banking firms seek to leverage their technology and user databases to challenge traditional banks in offering services to retail and small businesses. IOSCO recommends trading venues synchronize clocks to UTC. The board of the International Organization of Securities Commissions is requesting feedback on a proposed recommendation that trading venues and their participants synchronize the clocks they use for timestamping a reportable event with Coordinated Universal Time (UTC). The synchronization of clocks used for recording time of a recordable event is important for establishing a clear audit trail of when trading events occur in the secondary markets. This process is increasingly important as more trading takes place across multiple venues, in different jurisdictions and at faster speeds. The recommendation in this report proposes that if business clocks are synchronized, they should be synchronized to a common time, UTC. IOSCO welcomes comments on this consultation report on or before the 13th of November 2019. BizBenetwork.com rolls out ProSell program for businesses. Share tweet share share print email. BizBen Network has announced the launch of its ProSell program for business owners, which helps small to medium business owners sell their companies through consultation, the creation of a professional team of resources and optimizing business for sale postings. The company explained that the program was created due to a large number of small business owners in need of an advisor that can guide them through the sale process for a flat fee. ProSell program facilitators have experience in the process of buying and selling businesses, including knowledge of the various steps taken to sell a business quickly. Clients work with their facilitator entirely on BizBenetwork.com, a national business buying, selling online platform that allows business brokers, owners, sellers, business buyers, and resources to post and interact through postings, social content and its proprietary TrueMatch technology. Our online facilitators work closely with ProSell clients, business owners, making sure they start the process well in order to finish it quickly, said BizBenetwork CEO Peter Siegel, MBA, in a press release. Clients become pre-qualified for SBA loans if needed, are connected with professional resources needed for business selling small to mid-sized businesses, and given optimized business for sale postings from the beginning of the process. Facilitators have access to a large directory of professional resources, such as valuation experts and SBA lenders, to create a supportive team. And when it comes to marketing, in addition, they can help small business owners create optimized business for sale postings and assist in finding and/or filtering out buyers. The company claims its ProSell program can help owners sell their business in as quickly as 3 months. Danish startup Pento raises $2.8 million. Danish startup Pento announced that it has raised $2.8 million in seed funding. Point Nine Capital and Seedcamp led the round, with participation from smaller funds and angel investors, including Atomico partner Matthias Lungmann. Founded in 2016 by CEO Jonas BGH Larsen and Chief Technology Officer Emil Hagbarth, the company offers a SaaS so companies can automate their payroll, as well as offer special features to employees. It had previously raised $700,000. Payroll is a very manual process for most companies, which causes errors and is super time-consuming, Larsen told TechCrunch. The process usually includes a lot of manual tasks like updating spreadsheets, sending emails with personal information, making manual bank transfers, manually keying in data from HR software, and much more. We have built a SaaS product that automates all of this. The platform includes features such as tax reporting, pension reporting, payslip generation, payouts to employees and tax authorities, and bookkeeping. This means payroll admins can run the whole payroll process in one single product, usually in a matter of minutes rather than hours, adds Larsen. Pento customers are usually companies with 1 to 150 employees, with the Pento charging 3 per employee per month for our basic plan, and charge 7 per employee per month for more support and more features, explained Larsen, who wrote in a blog post that hundreds of companies already use Pento to run payroll in Denmark, and the company has started inviting the first British companies on board from its UK waitlist. There is so much we can do to make payroll more efficient for companies, and more transparent, flexible, and user-friendly for employees. Full automation unlocks so many new ways for modern workplaces to give their employees the experiences they deserve. Building the best possible payroll workflow for companies and payroll admins is just the beginning. Being an employee on the receiving end of payroll is still extremely intransparent and inflexible. We're going to change that, Larsen wrote. Dwolla partners with CurrentCycloud on international payments. Financial technology company Dwolla has announced it is teaming up with global payments platform CurrentCycloud so that its clients can facilitate international payments. Launched in 2008, Dwolla has helped move billions of dollars for millions of end users annually for a variety of businesses. While Dwolla's ACH payment API connects businesses to the ACH network to facilitate payments within the United States, the partnership with CurrentCycloud allows Dwolla's clients to carry out international payments in 35 currencies and 180 countries. The partnership is part of the Dwolla Partner Ecosystem, a network of forward-thinking businesses formed to provide Dwolla's clients with access to services to better build their business. We live in a world that is ever more connected. We want our phones to control our thermostats and our televisions. We want our messaging apps to sync up with our calendar apps. The Dwolla Partner Ecosystem was born out of that idea of interconnectivity, Stephanie Atkin, Dwolla's Vice President of Marketing, said in a press release. Dwolla is the leader in domestic payments. CurrentCycloud brings that same level of trust for international payments. This partnership allows our customers to get the best of both worlds. We couldn't be more excited about this opportunity and its potential. Launched in 2012, London-based CurrentCycloud is regulated in Europe, the US and Canada, and has processed more than $50 billion to over 180 countries. The company works with banks and fintechs including Starling Bank, Standard Bank South Africa, Travelex and Brookline Bank. We're thrilled to join the Dwolla Partner Ecosystem, a group of fintechs with shared passion for removing payments pain points with flexible API technology, added Richard Arundel, co-founder and general manager, North America at CurrentCycloud. We pride ourselves on helping to simplify international payments for businesses so that they can focus on delivering great customer experience, and with this new partnership our clients can now leverage Dwolla's domestic payments API. Quantify picked to support Jefferies structured credit business. Quantify, a provider of risk, analytics and trading solutions, today announced that it has been selected by Jefferies Group LLC to support its growing structured credit business. Jefferies Group LLC, Jefferies, the largest independent full-service global investment banking firm headquartered in the U.S., is a leader in providing insight, expertise and execution to investors, companies and governments. To meet investor demand for more innovative and tailored investments, Jefferies has grown its structured credit capabilities to include synthetic collateralized debt obligations, CDO, based on diverse portfolios of corporate credit default swaps. To support this synthetic CDO business, Jefferies sought to acquire a state-of-the-art pricing and analytics solution with enhanced capabilities for synthetic structured products, instead of developing its own in-house system. Quantify was selected for its market-leading analytics, including the ability to calculate VaR for complex credit products, strong integration with existing in-house systems, technical flexibility, and high-performance computing. What we are seeing lately is a move towards more complex instruments, including single-name CDs, synthetic CDO, CLO and other hybrid products. Firms investing in structured credit products require comprehensive analytics that can accurately model complex deals. Quantify has a long track record of delivering the most advanced pricing and structuring solution for the global credit markets. Rohan Douglas, CEO, Quantify. Quantify is the market leader for credit analytics and risk management, and its solutions are trusted by leading sell-side firms that trade diversified credit. It offers the most comprehensive product coverage and advanced functionality available in the market, with tools that measure sensitivities under several scenarios, conduct what-if analysis and run stress tests in a consistent manner. Quantify delivers the tools that firms need to succeed in the valuation, pricing and risk management of structured products. We are delighted that Jefferies Group LLC, a well-respected leader in its field, has selected Quantify to support its structured credit business, comments Rohan Douglas, CEO, Quantify. What we are seeing lately is a move towards more complex instruments, including single-name CDs, synthetic CDO, CLO and other hybrid products. Firms investing in structured credit products require comprehensive analytics that can accurately model complex deals. Quantify has a long track record of delivering the most advanced pricing and structuring solution for the global credit markets, continues Rohan. United Trust Bank implements facial recognition for mortgage customers. United Trust Bank has launched an electronic facial recognition ID verification service through a bespoke smartphone app aimed at saving its mortgage introducers and customers time and money. The new ID service is delivered in partnership with Nevo, a secure messaging platform developed by Nevo Solutions Limited. UTB has a well-established relationship with Nevo, who also provide a wide range of fintech services such as e-signatures, secure messaging and open banking. The new system, which is now live and integrated with UTB's application system, takes only 90 seconds to complete and is available for all UTB First Charge customers, and selected Second Charge customers. This removes the previous requirement for certified ID, usually provided by a solicitor, thereby saving customers time and inconvenience. ID is verified by using facial recognition AI to compare an applicant to their nominated document such as a passport, driving license or national ID card. As well as being quick and free to use for all applicants, the system eliminates human error associated with hard copy documents and mitigates potential fraud. This is the first of a number of planned enhancements to UTB's mortgage application journey over the coming months, as the bank seeks to digitize its processes to support its aims for growth. Buster Tolfrey, Commercial Director, Mortgages, commented, "The introduction of facial recognition ID verification is a significant improvement to our mortgage application process. Brokers and customers are already experiencing the time and money-saving benefits of the cutting-edge solution. We enjoy working with leading technology providers such as Nevo as we seek to make applying for a UTB mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible for brokers and borrowers. As a forward-thinking lender, we are continually looking for ways to employ technology where there's a tangible benefit to the customer, and the increased efficiency means we can spend more time on the important things such as personal service and individual underwriting. Matthew Elliott, Chief Development Officer at Nevo, commented, UTB have shown a real drive to innovate. We're proud to be helping them to deliver a leading mobile experience that reduces fraud, effort, and boosts customer satisfaction. We're delighted to announce this partnership and further establish Nevo as the go-to brand for secure customer service and identity verification in this sector. EPCOR and Segment to show banks how to monetize transaction data. EPCOR, your electronic payments core of knowledge, announced today that it has partnered with Segment, a leading provider of data-driven solutions, to help financial institution members identify growth opportunities and build concentrated strategies by leveraging their existing payments data. Member financial institutions of all sizes now have access to actionable insights and trends about their account holders and competitors via Segment's Competitive Insights Report, CIR, exclusively offered by EPCOR. By analyzing first-party ACH payment data, EPCOR members can proactively identify new market opportunities, win back held-away accounts, improve targeted marketing efforts, and predict growth opportunities. We at EPCOR fully understand that in today's highly competitive financial services market, the need for our members to access and monetize the insights buried in their daily ACH transaction data is imperative, said Susan K. Doyle, AAP, President, EPCOR. Our partnership with Segment allows our members to quickly harness that insight and deploy new, data-driven initiatives to generate new revenue opportunities across their entire financial institution that will positively impact the bottom line while balancing time and resources. Utilizing 7 fields of information and 90 days of ACH transaction data, Segment's CIR provides a robust visual analysis of account holder spend with competing organizations, including top competitors and specific product categories. EPCOR is committed to providing education and expertise to their members in electronic payments and understands how powerful harnessing ACH data is for institutions, said Nate Shahan, co-founder of Segment. Our partnership will empower members to uncover valuable strategic insights using transaction analytics, ultimately driving results for their institutions. Dutch startup Suburbia picked for Tokyo FinTech Accelerator Program. Suburbia is the first Dutch startup ever to be selected for FinTech Business Camp Tokyo, an accelerator program for young fintechs. The 2-month program, which will kick off in October, is run by the Office of the Mayor of Tokyo with Accenture Japan. We feel really proud and honored to be the first and only Dutch startup picked for this program, said Hamza Khan, CEO and founder of Suburbia, an Amsterdam-based tech company providing alternative data solutions. Standing out in a crowded field only proves that our technology is truly innovative and highly scalable. What we've built in Europe can work just as well in Asia-Pacific or the Americas, or anywhere. Suburbia was selected by the Tokyo Metropolitan Government, TMG, from a pool of over 120 applicants located in 29 countries, alongside 11 other startups. They were reviewed and chosen based on their innovative technologies and business models, which do not yet have a presence in Japan. The initiative, first launched in 2017, is part of the Japanese government's 4-year campaign to revitalize Tokyo's financial sector and cement the city's status as a global financial hub. TMG considers fintech a key element in achieving its goals. The program aims to provide startups with access to some of the nation's leading companies and support them with their entry into the market. Startups that have been accepted into the program are provided with support in localization, mentoring from top Japanese banks, and networking and business matchmaking opportunities. 3 of the 19 foreign companies that have participated in the program in the past 2 years now have a footprint in Japan. As part of the program, Suburbia will be going to Japan to meet with local companies and investors. This will culminate with a pitch in November where the company will present a business plan developed during the course of the program. Valiant, Contavista and Swisscom launch multibanking solution for SMEs. Valiant will be providing SMEs with the ability to manage their liquidity centrally and is thereby taking a pioneering role in the Swiss finance industry. Until now, companies had to make a considerable effort to maintain an overview of their liquidity across several accounts held at different banks, in different currencies. Furthermore, due to their complexity and high costs, multi-banking solutions were only available to large companies. In collaboration with Contavista and Swisscom, Valiant now offers a solution which will gradually be rolled out to all business customers from autumn onwards. Using the multibanking module and extension of Contavista's Business Finance Manager, BFM, it will be possible to link third-party accounts in e-banking, providing an overview of all connected bank accounts. In this way, SMEs can manage their liquidity across all connected accounts in a user-friendly way via a central financial cockpit. Valiant is taking a pioneering role in the Swiss finance industry. This innovative approach makes it possible for the first time in Switzerland to directly manage liquidity through a single, central bank access point. In addition to the aggregation of accounts held by the company with other banks, they will also be able to make quick and easy transfers between these accounts. In this way, SMEs can have an overview of all bank accounts through one bank access point and can manage their liquidity, including financial projections. This will significantly decrease workload for managing and controlling a SME by increasing efficiency in day-to-day operations. This is made possible by the use of an open standard, which is usually used to link the bank account to an accounting system. In the case of Valiant, the Swisscom's EBICS as a service is used to exchange data with third party complying with the highest security standards. FCA sets up Brexit helpline. The Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, is stepping up its efforts to ensure firms are aware of what they need to do to prepare for the potential of a no-deal Brexit. Firms who have not prepared appropriately may risk an impact on their business. To help firms prepare, the FCA will be running a series of digital adverts signposting to the FCA Brexit webpages, and has set up a dedicated telephone line 0800-048-4255. This is the most recent phase of the regulator's preparations for a no-deal. The FCA is urging all firms to consider the implications of a no-deal exit and finalize their preparations. This is particularly relevant for firms that are a UK business which does any business in the EEA, passport into the UK and have not notified the FCA for entry into the temporary permissions regime, have consumers in the EEA, transfer personal data from the EEA. Nausicaa Delfas, Executive Director of International at the Financial Conduct Authority, said, "The FCA has undertaken significant work to prepare for the UK's departure from the EU. We have published extensive information on our Brexit pages and held events, reaching firms and trade organizations around the country. We expect firms to ensure they are ready if there is a no deal. If firms haven't finalized their preparations, there is a risk they could be impacted. Firms should consult the information on our website." The FCA, working with the government, has put in place a number of measures to minimize the potential for disruption, for example, temporary transitional powers and the temporary permissions regime. Brexit will also result in the loss of passporting for UK firms doing business in the EEA. Whether firms need regulatory permissions to continue to do business in an EEA country will depend on the activity they are carrying on, the local law and the approach of the local authorities in that jurisdiction. Firms should make themselves aware of any transitional regimes, with deadlines or registration requirements attached to them, that have been put in place by relevant EU member states. A list is available on the FCA website, but the FCA would draw particular attention to the Luxembourg transitional regime for existing contracts where firms must register by 15 September 2019. Firms should also consider any regulatory changes that could apply in the event of no deal. For example, MiFID II transaction reporting will change and firms should be ready to implement this. In the event of no deal, there will be a number of changes to the FCA handbook, the temporary permissions regime will come into force, and the FCA will become responsible for credit ratings agencies and trade repositories. Firms should take note of these changes in advance. GLU-42 extends reach into Asia-Pacific through reseller agreement with Chelmer. GLU-42, the company bringing a simplified desktop experience and interoperability to financial institutions, today announced it is extending the connectivity of the financial desktop as well as its footprint into Asia-Pacific through a reseller agreement with Chelmer. In July, the team also expanded beyond its existing wealth management portfolio into new markets and added a sports betting company as well as an alternative asset management firm as new clients. "Our aim is to become the system of choice for financial companies and beyond," said Leslie Spiro, CEO, GLU-42. "Month on month, we've added new clients and deployed new licenses. We remain committed to helping our customers tackle critical digital transformation initiatives including business process automation, application migration and regulatory compliance. Adding third-party application and solution connectivity is in line with our strategy to deliver simple and intuitive user experiences across desktops globally. The recent client wins and expansion into Asia-Pacific are a perfect testimony to this effort. As part of the new release, GLU-42 desktop users' apps can now interoperate with third-party websites and web apps through browser extensions, eliminating the need to have access to an application's API or source code APIs. Using GLU-42, customers and partners will now also be able to orchestrate UI and share data context with the world's biggest financial data providers, including Icon and Bloomberg. Adding new clients demonstrates that the interop firm's value proposition is valuable beyond wealth management and can easily extend into new markets. As a result of the GLU-42 desktop implementation, traders at the U.S. employee-owned hedge fund with approximately $2.24 billion in assets under management were able to simplify their desktop and increase their productivity by creating streamlined workspaces and automating previously manual operations. Furthermore, reuse of existing legacy systems meant that there was no need for the fund's developers to rewrite existing apps or purchase new apps. The sports betting company can now help its users make more accurate predictions of soccer matches globally at a much faster pace. Through an integrated dashboard, consultants can zone in on pre-match and live games, and provide related information via contextualized screens. "Technology is at the heart of each of these businesses," said James Wooster, COO, GLU-42. "They require dynamic technology that evolves with their markets and future technology stack, whilst allowing full utilization of their existing technology assets. Going forward, our clients can expect deeper integration capabilities and a broader set of productivity functionality. At the same time, we will also bring the benefits of desktop interoperability to other industries and geographies, starting with Asia-Pacific right now." The GLU-42 desktop application integration platform will help us underpin the next generation of financial desktops in Asia-Pacific, said Andy Robertson, Chief Innovation Officer at Chelmer. "We found it to be the most advanced desktop integration platform available to date and are confident that it will help us deliver simple and intuitive user experiences to our clients' desktops." In Europe, digital banking and APIs iBanking as a service. In France, Trésor, a banking-as-a-service platform, said this week that has deployed the Thales SafeNet data protection on demand solution for what is being billed as safety across the entire payment chain, from Tier 1 banks and neobanks to crowdfunding organizations, as noted in a release. Trésor is an electronic money issuer and is tied to a regulatory landscape that spans the French regulators and the European Union's General Data Protection Regulation. The companies said that the offerings are scalable, and offer each customer their own dedicated HSM services, segregating financial and financial data. Banking on banking licenses. Separately, B2B payments and international money transfer firm B2B Pay said this past week that it plans to become a regulated financial institution. As reported in This Space, and via announcement sent to PYMNTS, the company's CEO and founder Neil Ambekar said that the firm will look to accelerate growth, with an eye on rolling out Application Programming Interface API-enabled banking services. In other efforts, the company will also be able to offer an unlimited number of international bank account numbers, credit card processing and solutions focused on cryptocurrency. In its efforts to expand, B2B Pay plans to raise about $411,000, which would go toward the implementation of its core banking system and finance its pursuit of licenses, according to the statement. The company's existing backers have already committed about $164,000 of this funding round, Ambikar said. The strategy also dovetails with API integrations and the emergence of open banking business models. Elsewhere, in Denmark, the fintech firm known as Nordic API Gateway, which offers the money app Spear, said this past week that they have received a payment initiation service provider license, PISP. The company had received an account information service provider license from Danish authorities in 2018. As reported, the company launched payment infrastructure that facilitates account-to-account payments across industries and enterprises stretching from banks to retailers. The account-to-account payments, where, for example, customers can pay friends, and merchants can integrate easy checkout payments, will be based on the Nordic API Gateway, first across all Nordic banks and then across Europe. According to reports, the gateway will make it easier for third parties to build instant account-to-account payments services for consumer and enterprise transactions. Nordic API Gateway already is supporting major banks including Danske Bank, DNB and Jyske Bank. In the United Kingdom, in the UK, there is a new company with a banking license in place. As reported, Alica has aid that it has been granted a banking license by the Prudential Regulation Authority. That license will let the challenger bank launch banking operations, regulated by both the PRA and the Financial Conduct Authority. Alica said in the announcement that it acts as a bespoke bank for SMEs, targeting small and medium-sized. Solutions on offer include working capital tools that also include loans and payment services. The banking license is an important milestone in our ambition to offer SMEs a genuine banking alternative, said Alica CEO Mark Stevens in a statement. We built Alica specifically for businesses to realize their aspirations to advance. Alica will offer hands-on support from finance experts who are fully committed to providing each customer with tailored business solutions. Banks and fintechs are global leaders in payments innovation, study. ACI Worldwide, a global provider of real-time electronic payment and banking solutions, and global research company Ovum have launched the Culture of Innovation Index. The index is a global cross-value chain view of the factors that drive success across the banking, intermediary, merchant and corporate sectors. It identifies five types of organizations, as defined by their approach to innovation and business transformation, laggards, emerging, tech-led, advanced and trailblazers and provides an interactive self-assessment tool to benchmark organizations against peers and competitors. The research reveals that retail banking and fintechs are the leading sectors when it comes to payments innovation, with regulation playing a key part in forcing industry change. The merchants and corporates that are their customers are less successful in balancing cultural, organizational and technology drivers to achieve digital transformation. According to the index, real-time payments are a significant driver of innovation among financial institutions, while merchants and corporates are focused on new payment options, especially mobile, with payment security a continuing concern. In addition, trailblazers across the sectors plan to move mission-critical workloads into public cloud infrastructure either this year or into 2020. Key findings: banks and intermediaries. Real-time is a key driver of an enabler for innovation. 96% of retail banks, 94% of corporate banks and 92% of intermediaries globally report that they will develop new and innovative services on top of their investment in RTP in 2019-20. Mission-critical workloads, including payments, can and should move to the cloud. 82% of corporate banks, 74% of retail banks and 79% of intermediaries, 84% of fintechs, globally plan to move mission-critical workloads into public cloud infrastructure in 2019-20. Capitalizing on potential of open payments as the biggest competitive differentiator. 91% state that the move to open banking has helped change the way they approach delivering new products and services, with 89% actively exploring a platform strategy. Merchants. The merchant segments, telecoms, retail, digital goods and hospitality, featured in the Culture of Innovation Index are spread across the laggard, emerging and tech-led categories, placing them behind fintech, retail and corporate banking in the overall ranking. There are significant regional differences in terms of innovation. In Europe, 35% of all merchants are classified as laggards, compared to 30% globally. European retailers particularly fall behind their global peers, with 43% in the laggard category, reflecting the challenges that many have faced as a result of the rapid shift in customer habits toward e-commerce. In contrast, merchants in Asia are highly focused on investing in technology, 32% fall into the tech-led group, with 26% in the advanced category, only 19% are laggards. Merchants in the U.S. are polarized, with 34% falling into the laggards and 16% into the trailblazers category, reflecting the growing gap between more traditional merchants and many of the more digital native businesses. Customer experience is key. Innovation in payments is focused on areas that enhance customer experience, new payment options, a focus on mobile, especially in store, and a stronger, more seamless cross-channel payment experience. Security initiatives like PSD2 and SCA are driving the need for technology innovation in order to balance fraud prevention with maximizing conversion rates. Regulatory requirements may drive merchants to close the innovation gap relative to banks. Corporates. Most corporates are laggards, with higher education, healthcare, and utilities leading the sector. Security remains a top concern for corporates, with 50% experiencing theft of payment data, up from 22% in last year's study. Investments in value-added services like mobile-optimized billing and digital customer experience will improve customer loyalty while driving innovation. 60% of advanced and trailblazer corporates already offer mobile-optimized billing and 57% currently offer personalized communications to collect payments. Among the corporate segment, consumer finance, government, healthcare, higher education, insurance and utilities, 18% are in the advanced and 4% qualify as trailblazers, while 33% are in the laggard category. At the sector level, higher education is among the leaders, with 29% of organizations in the advanced category. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.